I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are
a Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special, and I'm so glad you're mine.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am so glad to be here again at your service with a new episode of The Muslim Lady. With me joining Razia Batul Najafi, my wife.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I'm more glad than you.
I hope our listeners are also glad and they are also anticipating.
We can shift our feelings and energy to them, inshallah. I'm sure, inshallah.
So we were discussing the beautiful sayings of Fatimatu Zahra, salamullah alayha. And in previous episode, we discussed some beautiful sayings. And in this episode also, we will share another beautiful hadith. And in fact, this hadith is for us, for the followers. We say we are the followers of Fatimatu Zahra and Imam Ali and Ahlul Bayt alayhim assalam. And how beautifully she prays to Allah about us, about the forgiveness of our sins, the followers of Fatimatu Zahra, salamullah alayha, which shows the kindness of the Holy Lady.
Yeah, absolutely. She's our soul mother. Motherly dua. The prayers are truly motherly. You can feel the smell of mother.
Kind mother prays for her children, yeah?
Absolutely.
In that way, she is praying for us to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah, I would love to recite the dua the way, definitely. I can feel the beautiful voice of Bibi Fatima Zahra salamullahi alayha. I can feel the way she is putting her hands towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that ilahi wa sayyidi as'aluka billadheena astafaytahum wa bibuka'i waladi fi mufariqati an taghfira li'usati shi'ati wa shi'ati zurriyati. This is the amazing dua, prayers which she is asking from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala until the day of Qiyamah, until the day of judgment. Whoever comes,
generations after generations,
for like look at the dua, the vastness of dua, if he's asking something which will never end.
She's asking for all the followers. Not only followers, the followers of the followers. This is the very, very, amazing thing.
So it teaches us that we should pray for each and every human being. Like the way in Dua Ahad, we say, Ya Allah, just forgive the sins of mu'mineen, the believers. Fi barrihim wa bahrihim wa sahliha wa jabaliha wa hayyihim wa mayyatihim.
Wherever they are. They live in the
east and the west. You're not just thinking about you, your family, your friends. No.
Yeah.
You should think very vastly.
And it goes for you. Its benefits go to you. The reward, you are praying for others. And the malaika, even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is giving a lot of reward to you. So by praying others, we are getting benefit from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
This is the point. We don't believe on it. We know, but we are so selfish. Yeah.
We do ziyarat for ourselves. We pray for ourselves. If you go to Hajj, we always ask for our children. We ask for our health.
Only for our children.
Look at Fatimatu Zahra salamullah alayha, the famous tradition when Imam Hassan alayhi salam relates that she was praying for only for others, in her night prayers, the whole night prayers in Qunut, she was praying for others. And Imam Hassan alayhi salam asked after finishing the prayers, why did you pray for others?
And the answer was?
The answer was?
Al-jar, summa-dar. You know, first others, then us.
Then us.
In our practical life, unfortunately, you know, the way we are practicing is that ad-dar, me. Dar means
so
house.
Many
my house, yeah. Then summa, al-jar. You know, the turn of other comes. Oh,
very.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Rarely, and
Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has made, this is the way he has designed, that whoever is thinking about others, that person is winner, that person is getting and receiving more blessings. But we don't understand it. You know, we feel, no, if I'm asking for myself, you know, if I'm a selfish person, I will get more. So even in namaz, we say, Iyaka na'budu. You know, we are praying. Na'budu, nasta'in. You know,
Definitely. It's
so amazing. Like, it has so much message, so much to learn.
We can give an example of water. Look at water. You know, it quenches the thirst of others. It quenches the thirst of, you know, fields and trees and jungle. And its benefit returns to the purifying of water itself. Somehow, you know,
really?
We should be like this. You know, we always think because of our narrow mind, we should ask for our benefits, for ourselves. We should do dua for ourselves, which is also good. But when you pray for others, when you take care of others, you get more benefits than you pray for yourselves. You know, one thing, you are getting the sawab of praying for others. In return, the others will pray for you, you know, especially the malaika of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, when malaika pray for you, then their prayer is always
accepted.
Allah accepts their prayers. So you get double thawab and unlimited thawab you get. So that's why Fatimatu Zahra salamullah alayha praying for the followers, the Shia. So there are a lot of things to say. Are we true Shia, Fatimatu Zahra? You know? And who can be a true Shia? And who can be a true follower? So our program does not allow to discuss more details about these. But let me say this thing, that Shia means a true follower who, you know, walks on their footsteps. So unfortunately, nowadays, we say we are Shias, but we are not true Shias. Our practical life shows something else. Only what we can say is we are the muhibbin of Fatimatu Zahra. Lovers of Fatimatu Zahra. We love them. You know,
But we are trying to follow. Still, we are trying, yeah. So, but it's not easy to reach to the level of Shia.
Definitely,
but we shouldn't be hopeful that, inshallah, by crossing the level of Muhib, the lover, we will reach to the level of Shia. Okay, and I love the way Bibi Salamullahi Alaiha, she's giving the wasita. You know, the like Sayyidi As'aluk. I'm asking from you. Billadina, you know, the means,
for the
wasila.
Sake of the chosen ones.
Exactly. For the sake of the
although
chosen.
She also is the biggest, you know, chosen one.
Oh,
nearest
absolutely.
To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah. And the second part is like the chosen one, definitely her father, her husband, her children.
All her family
exactly.
members, they are the chosen
But then,
one.
You know, especially she has mentioned, بِبُكَاءِ وَلَدِي فِي مُفَارِقَتِي. You know, after my demise, my martyrdom, my children, when they will cry for each drop of their tears, you know, this for sake of those you know, weeping and cry and tears. This wasita, this sake is amazing. You know, like it's very motherly. You can feel that fragrance of, you know, motherhood.
The kindness of our mother.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What she's asking? She's asking, antaghfira li'usati shi'ati. Like they are my followers, but sometimes they slip. So inshallah we are Shia, we are trying, inshallah. But sometimes we go here and there, and by the prayers of Lady Fatima we will come back, you know,
definitely,
on the track again and again. So antaghfira li'usati shi'ati and shi'ati zurriyati, like my children's followers, like the followers of Imam Mahdi ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, you know, the final imam, the present imam. So these are so amazing, the way she is giving
sake of the chosen ones, sake of her children, you know. And Fatimatu Zahra salamullah alayha, one of her titles is Haniya. Haniya means kind person, you know. So she is showing her kindness in this dua by praying, you know, the followers of her children and the followers of her generation. So this is also amazing hadith of Fatimatu Zahra salamullahi alayha.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
One more dua which I really like of prayers of Lady Fatima Zahra salamullahi alayha is about Allahumma qanni'ni bima razaqtani. Oh Allah, make me content, so much contentment I need about what? About whatever you have given to me as a rizq, you know? Whatever sustainers rizq you are just sharing with me, make me qana'a. Contentment is a biggest ni'mah, blessing and gift.
The root of, you know, satisfaction in our life is the contentment. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written and has given to us, to be content on those things is the root of, you know, satisfaction. Then you can have a satisfied life. You do not need anything more than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon you. You know, our all these problems which we face in our life, because of less of contentment in our life, you know, we are greedy, we want to have this facility and those things, and we want more and more and more, which ends up, you know, having a lot of problems in our life. But if a mu'min is content, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to him, this, you know, leads us in a very satisfied and peaceful life. You know, the root of peace and satisfaction is the contentment. So nowadays, a lot of people, they try to have a simple life because they have understood that simplicity, it leads us to have a very peaceful and satisfied life. So,
and then, you know, she says very nicely, I love the second part of this dua, Allahumma farrighni lima khalaqtani lahu. Oh Allah, make me free for what? For the reason, for the purpose
you have
of
created me
life, for, you know, for what you have created me. And most of the time, we are far away from our purpose, you know. Allah has created me for something else, and I have engaged myself towards something
Allah
rubbish.
Allah has created us to get that perfection, you know, the highest level of the ma'rifah. Unfortunately, we go opposite on that way. We are being far away step by step by involving ourselves in these materialistic things. you know, in these worldly things, in this luxury life, you know, and these social and, you know, personal and all these problems lead us being away from the main purpose of life, which is the perfection, the reaching the highest level, the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So this is our choice, you know, the way we are engaging ourselves to things which are not necessary, not a purpose of our life. So that is our choice, you know. Therefore, Hadith says that Lady Fatima Zahra, salamullah alayha, she used to make her free for ibadah.
Yeah.
You know, like make sure to have time. No excuse to say that, you know, I'm so busy, you know. So make sure to have this dua in our qunut. Allahumma farrighni lima khalaqtani lah. Oh Allah, make me free for what? What?
For the purpose of life, for the purpose you have created me, for the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unfortunately, nowadays, we totally forget and we are unaware of our purpose of life.
Yeah. And the last dua which I really want to mention today is that, Allahumma la tu'ini fi talabi ma lam tuqaddir li. وَمَا قَدَّرْتَهُ عَلَيَّ فَجْعَلْهُ مُيَسِّرًا سَهْلًا. Means, oh Allah, don't make me tired of going after something which is not written for me. And whatever is written for me, you know, it is in my destiny, make those matters and things very reachable,
easier,
accessible, yeah, easy for me. So nice, you know, the way she is connecting our daily routine to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is absolutely necessary for us to understand.
Definitely, what are beautiful sayings. And thank you, Razia Batul Najafi, for being us.
You're most welcome.
Yeah.
I don't have any words to express that how much I enjoy to be in your presence.
Yes.
And with the gifts of Lady Fatima Zahra, salamullahi alayha.
Sorry, we are running out of time. We have to end here. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
My Lord, show me right from wrong. Give me light, make me strong. I know the road is long. Make me strong. Sometimes it just gets too much. I feel that I